But a third person who was unsqueezed filed a complaint. The woman was dismissed.
Yeah, you know, now, this is the way I look at it.
Well, how do you look at it, then?
If there's no victim, how can there be a crime?
Well, then you'd have prostitution going wild and people selling drugs and all that other stuff.
Well, yeah, you're right there, you know, but on this part, you know. Now, what, the third person must have been, what, a jealous male?
I don't know. That's what people are trying to figure out.
Female.
A jealous male that he didn't get squeezed. A carpet-munching female wishing, feeling spurned.
A child molester.
A donut bumping. You never know who it was. So
watching this go on and felt very left out.
Who's to say? All right, so but maybe I'd love to get that Fairfax deputy on if she'd like to speak, the soon-to-be ex-deputy. If she'd like to give her size of the squeezery,
yeah,
she'd like to come on in an open forum to speak in an adult-like manner of the end of her career.
Yeah, maybe she's a listener. Maybe one of her friends is a listener. Get the word out. That would be great if she called in.
A lot of times, you know, it's very crushing, sir, when you give your life to police work.
Right.
And you go through the academy, and you have all the celebration of when you finally get your badge, and then you're out on patrol. To have it all come crashing to an end like that, to have them say, all right, turn in your badge and gun, it's over. That must be crushing. That must be just brutal. And a lot of times when you get fired from a police department, it's very hard to find another job. If you get fired for some, like, false police report, malfeasance of duty, you plugged the wrong person. But I think this woman's going to land on her feet, because when she goes to get a job with another police department, they'll say, well, why, you know, she'll call back the sheriff and find out why he fired her. Say, well, I had to fire her. She was going around squeezing the packages of deputies. I bet you the police departments around the country would be like, that woman. So she'll probably find a job somewhere anywhere. Wait, just off of Georgia Avenue next to the only 9 cinemas. Delivery available. 924-1400. Let's go on and see if there's any spicy topic, Callie. Got all the papers here. And all the goings on there. 60 million. Yeah, well, they're still talking about Senator Packwood. He's in the paper every day. He's a guy allegedly conducted himself inappropriately with dames on his staff. Times have sure changed. They really have. Times have changed. I remember, you know, not that I'm pining for them. I don't want you to call me up and criticize. But I remember in the 60s doing a couple of radio shows naked. Just, yeah. Just for the hell of it. You know, you get your black light on, a little incense going, sit here naked, playing some electric prunes. Remember the electric prunes? The incense. All right. I mean, imagine trying to do a radio show naked nowadays. You'd be arrested. People walk by. Hey, he's naked. He's naked. Oh, my God. I'm arrested. I was assaulted by it. Women would be going into therapy. 16 months of therapy. Oh, naked man. Hell, back in the old days, we had orgies. Orgies? Yeah, if it had hair around it, I stuck it. They said, you listen, before all your diseases, they put up a notice on the bulletin board. Orgy, apartment 67B. Everybody welcome. Bring BYODD. Bring your own boob. Let me tell you about what I went to. Very spicy.
By the way, what did you do?
I stood there at the apartment door. I dropped my pants. Get the picture?
Yeah, we see.
That's when I dove for the middle of the stack. I couldn't believe the people that were in their hammock. Some guy said, I wanna go where it's brown.
Brown, brown.
I got a face. Why don't you sit down?
He's got a face. Come on, sit down.
I saw 15 women there. Someone plucked a Picasso hair. Ooh. That's when I dove for the middle of the stack.
Ah. Ah.
Talk
damn
to me, baby.
Hot.
Talk to me.
Ah. Real hot. Ah. Damn hot.
Yes. While I enjoyed my hobble
the goo.
And I noshed upon a tata or two.
Yes, he noshed a tata or two.
I was hobbling with style and grace till some idiot speckled my face as I was hobbling in the middle of the stack.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought I'd sprang in. I want you, baby. Your eyes. Your lips. Come with me to the cat bar.
Do you realize how butch you two are getting?
I smoked a camel when I was done. All in all, I had lots of fun. But one thing I wanna hear. Who's your wise guy nailed me in the rear while I was hopping in the middle of the sack. And then I extricated myself, and I tried to find the host of the party, which as an orgy is very difficult to do. Said, excuse me, did one of you gentlemen throw the party? If so, I'd like to say thank you. I don't mean to interrupt you, but thank you. You know, none of my business, but you could use a little more chicken fat on that.
We are.
All right, see y'all.